The most important message I can offer you is, given our text messaging and emergency protocols, and trying to keep parents informed, trying to keep students informed in the community, clearly we still have parents who are still worried about today, students who are still worried about today. I was just over at Starbucks talking to students, et cetera, and reassuring them that even the president and the public safety staff is going to have some time, need some time to get readjusted to get back to normal. You just don't turn the switch off and go back to normal right away. I wanted to convey to you and to our public and our parents, we would not in any way consider opening up today without being confident and secure that the situation was safe. If there was, in fact, most of the evening last night was, what were we going to do today? Did we have enough information to give us confidence about opening up? Did we have enough information to justify remaining closed? We would not have opened up today had there been any doubt about the safety of the campus, our students, our staff, faculty. We just would not have done it. As you all know, it would not have been much of a sacrifice. I think people would have understood had we closed today. But as Mike was saying late last night, we were assured by the teams that were on campus working with us that the threat had dissipated significantly. And then our concern was, how do we inform students and parents and do our best to get back to our normal routine. I do think that will take a couple days. We are keeping up extra patrols on campus, the presence of campus safety, I think, to reassure people. I'll have to tell you, I have enjoyed meeting with students. They have taken quite a mature, very pragmatic thing. Certainly, we learned a lot yesterday. Yesterday was an impressive day of our technology working, the efficiency and effectiveness of public safety, the coordination with the FBI, with Marquette Police, the State Patrol, the sheriffs, our neighbors from the hospital to the neighboring schools. You never sort of in President's 101 ever get to practice that, and although we do practice a lot about different emergency things, when it's real, it's real. And the impressiveness yesterday was awesome. The professionalism, the maturity of the students, I thought yesterday was something to, was quite awe-inspiring. For me, I want to thank all of the outside agencies, certainly Mike's staff, my own senior staff. It was a long day yesterday as we tried to distill as much information as we could and make appropriate decisions and actions in keeping the campus and the community safe. And so I also want to thank all of you. I think the news stories that were going out yesterday were very effective, were very, very helpful. I know that at some point, there is just the investigation. And I know that students, for example, wanted more info, but then they eventually say to me, you know what, you did the right thing. You know, we certainly would have liked more information, as we all would have, but they said, you know, it looked like things went the right way. We understood that you guys had to move quickly and fast. And so we'll certainly do a number of debriefings internally. Mike will be conducting debriefings with our partner agencies over the next couple weeks. And we'll continue to refine our process. We'll continue to practice. And again, thank you to the media. The strength of yesterday can be found in a story I heard this morning, and I won't mention names, but the story is just telling. You asked about cameras. The best vigilance we have is one another and how we looked out for one another. an employee was helping people get to their cars and get out, and we had a student, pregnant, very upset, went to put her key in her car door and broke the key in the door. Our employee said, look, forget the car, forget the key, get my car, and our employee took her home. And I'll have to tell you, when I heard that this morning, I thought, that's what makes Northern a pretty magical and special place. That's how we look out for each other. And I went over to the employee and thanked them. And I had, you know, all I could say to them was, you represent the very best of our campus. I mean, it was just, there are probably hundreds of those kinds of stories.